Chapter 1. An Ordinary Boy. 1869 to 1881. Mohundas Karamchand Gandhi was born in 1869 in Porbanda in the west of India. His family were Hindus. Most Indians are Hindus, and Gandhi came from an ordinary Hindu home. They weren't a poor family, and he went to school. He read books, and he played in the streets with his friends. He hated sports at school, but he enjoyed long walks. "I made mistakes when I was young," Gandhi wrote later. One day, he took some money from his older brother's room. He felt bad about that. Another time, he didn't listen to his mother. "Hindus never eat meat or fish. They never kill animals," she always told him. But his friend had different ideas. He told Gandhi, "The British are strong because they eat meat. They rule India because they are strong." So Gandhi ate meat, but he didn't tell his mother. He lived an ordinary life, and he made ordinary mistakes. But he wasn't an ordinary man. He was a Mahatma, a great soul, and a leader of his people. When Gandhi was born, Britain was a strong country. It ruled India. How did this happen? 1497. The first Europeans arrived in India by ship. They were Portuguese. The Dutch, British, and French followed. At this time, India wasn't one country. It had many different leaders. 1600. The British started the East India Company. They wanted to buy things from India. They gave money to some leaders and killed other leaders. They fought the Dutch and French in India, too. 1757. An Indian ruler, Siraj ud Dola, fought the British. The French helped him, but the British won. 1818. The East India Company ruled most of India. Clothes, sugar, and other things went from India to Britain by ship. 1857. Indians fought the British everywhere in India. The British won, but they closed the East India Company. There was now a British ruler in India. He had 70,000 British soldiers and 160,000 Indian soldiers. 1899. By this time, India, Canada, Australia, Hong Kong, Singapore, Jamaica, South Africa, and other places in Africa were all in the British Empire. The British bought and sold things. They made a lot of money from their empire. 1900. Many British people were born and died in India. It was their home. But they didn't live with Indians. They ruled them. Some richer Indians went to Britain. They studied there. Poorer Indians went to other places in the empire and worked there.